Welcome along to this week's podcast, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. Alison Craig here with you to tell you about a very busy week, in fact. I was along at Telford College with Dynamite Di. We were invited down to enjoy a lunch in their catering students' restaurant. They actually make all the food, the catering students, and produce it in this lovely restaurant. Dynamite and I were blown away by it. The food was fantastic. And it was a very old friend, Alex Craig, who's now Associate Principal, that showed us around. After lunch, because we're mature and we thought it would be a nice thing to do, we decided to have a discussion with Alex about the restaurant and find out more about it. Clearly, the fact that we're all mature makes absolutely no difference to the fact that once we all get together, we just can't stop laughing. So here I am in the new Telford College in Edinburgh, and we've just had the most amazing meal. I mean, like a slap-up West End meal in the college. And I'm with Alex Craig, nice name, no relation. Who's going to tell us?
Sadly.
That's what I say, he doesn't believe me. So tell us about it, because honestly, I'm blown away by that food, it was fantastic.
Well, the college training restaurant.
He is head of performing arts generally in the world, and
Sorry.
He can't stop laughing.
Dynamite.
You're very firm, actually. Diane, come and feel his pecs.
Dynamite Di is making me laugh. The college restaurant is a training restaurant, and she's making me laugh.
It's just her back.
She's making me laugh.
I know, it's her back. She does, just the back of
right,
her.
I'm not looking at her.
Oh, God, no, it's your back.
The college the college restaurant is a training... She's gone into the toilet now. The college restaurant is a training restaurant, and we try and obviously, live up to professional standards because we're... Is that so funny?
It's just, we're all grown adults. We can't have a conversation. That's Diane laughing in the toilet in the background. She's almost dying. Right, okay. But honestly, the food was just up to tip-top condition. It was great. And how much is it? I mean, it's cheap as chips.
Well, it's cheap as chips. It's between £8 and £10 for a three-course meal.
And it's Monday to Thursday, it's open, isn't it?
And we've not had anything to drink,
I know, Diane is, but she's obviously in the lavatorials. No, so it's £7 to £10 for a three-course meal, and it's open how often? God, it's echoey.
Monday to Thursday.
He's now left, Diane. Men running away from Diane and I, not a first and probably not a last, but we had a great laugh and great fun. It's nice to know it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still behave like a 12-year-old. Speaking of which, later on the same week was the lovely Dynamite's birthday, and it was the day that all the Madonna clothes apparently went into the shops, which caused a bit of excitement. But actually not that much excitement, it turned out.
It was only myself and Fiona fighting each other for the Madonna clues because nobody else was there fighting, which worries me slightly.
Well, so what were the Madonna clues then? Did she just send some up by British Rail and they were lying on the platform?
Well, I think pretty much. There was a couple of outfits hung on a few hangers.
So you may be wondering why everybody's sounding a little tired. Well, it was the middle of Diane's lunch. Yes, it was. It was her birthday lunch. Bless her little cotton socks. And I think, well, you can listen to the enunciation of Anne here because you've heard this, but listen again and think a bottle and a half of white wine.
Well, I think pretty much. There was a couple of outfits hung on a few hangers.
So hung on a few hangers. She doesn't normally speak like that. Let's hear that again, shall we?
Well, I think pretty much. There was a couple of outfits hung on a few hangers. And I have to say, I bought them, which is quite scary. But they were very, very dinky-linky-linky sizes. She's obviously a little skinny mini, is Miss Madonna.
Time to call a halt, I always feel, when the girls have gone into Scottish drunken rhyming slang. I could play you hours of that day, but believe you me, it begins to sound a bit like a cross between Gaelic and Swahili, so I won't. I will bid you a fond farewell until next week, and I hope you will download me again. Go on, you devil, you. www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts, and until next time, bye-bye.